This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My staff already. Aren't you excited to hear how we're going to start our conversation this hour? It's 7 after the hour. This is the DJV experience. Yes, Doug, Jennifer, Victoria, celebrating that special day, which is today. Every day is special. Wednesday, the 22nd of March is upon us. Okay, Victoria, number one question for you in two words. Describe this program.
Very early.
That's lousy.
Okay, I'd say much earlier than that.
Right.
Those are two words.
I live on the West Coast, so you know.
Well, yesterday I lived on the West Coast. Today I live on the East Coast. And therefore, I got a little bit more sleep last night. I just thought it was interesting. I was reading something on the plane about how people describe what they enjoy most about life. And there are a lot of people who, thankfully, like this radio program, find it a way to either charge up their head, their soul, whatever it is. And so I thought that was good exercise for us. I would ask the audience also, if you could, in two words, maybe I should make it a little more expensive, in four words. What would you, okay, I'll give you a second chance, Victoria. In four words, and you're not going to tell me very, very, very early. That doesn't work.
I would not.
Four words on what you think this program stands for. Any surprises? Let's see what you can do.
What it stands for?
Yeah. Like,
I think it's, I mean, I don't know if I can do it in four words, but I think if I would describe it to friends, and I have done this recently when someone has asked what the show is about, and I said, well, it's sharing of opinions in a safe space where sometimes we get serious and sometimes we just goof around, but it's fun and friendly, I would say.
Fun and friendly. Okay, Jennifer, your turn to. And this is not an exercise in self-aggrandizement. I just think it's a good exercise, period. And it isn't just for, as you know, when I ask questions like this, it isn't for our benefit, it's for your benefit, for you to take perhaps the same question and ask it about what you do with your life, whatever it is, your work. I was watching an episode of Suits on the plane coming back last night, which is quite a good show, actually. Do you know?
The few times I've seen it, I've really enjoyed it, but I haven't been following the whole plot line.
Yeah, I haven't been following it either. It's been almost a year, I think, since I caught up with it. But it is a well-done, thoughtful, provocative way of looking at, in this circumstance, the legal world. But you can apply it to almost anything. So I think this question, the reason I bring it up is because there is a way for you to think about, probably in your own world, how you would describe in a few words what your life is about. In our circumstance, our life is about this radio program for hours a day, but it's also, I have other things in my life. Jennifer does, Victoria does, Kara does, you do. We all have different things. But at some point in time, I think that I would say, not to prompt any of you, that we are advocates for listeners. Advocates, not for a point of view necessarily, but just for people and their ideas, and to stimulate, although I think that word is way overused anymore. More stimulating talk radio. What kind of nonsense is that? Does it deliver? See, that's one of the things with radio that I think is lost. We hype, and we have the wrong things. We often hype stuff that's foolish, you know, and you use all those sounders. Yeah, Carrie, got any examples of some of those silly sounders that you hear on some radio programs or stations? Listen to Fox News.
I'm sure I have some, although I'm surprised that you're not playing your Yoda in the background as a sounder.
Yeah, we could do that if you wanted to.
Doesn't that sound good? At 6 in the morning?
my.
That'll get the day started.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, so Jennifer, you didn't weigh in on that last part of
Oh, well, I was just waiting for you to finish up. I didn't want to step on your sounders. Well, I could do it in three words. Probably entertainment, probably entertaining, informative, and camaraderie, right?
Yeah, camaraderie is good. All right. So my first focus with you for today is a look at how silly the focus has been on the stock market in the last 24 hours. Do any of you own stock, the stock market? Jennifer, you got any stock?
Nope, not a bit. Right.
Have you got any stock, Victoria?
Nothing that I can touch. It's in a 401k plan.
Yeah.
I don't really even pay attention.
Do you know what's in it?
Not really, no.
No.
I'd have to go and check.
All right. So the reason that I ask, and I shouldn't leave Kara out of it because she may have more stock than any of the rest of us, but...
Well, I do have stock in Colgate, Palmolive, but that's something that my grandparents started for me when I was a kid.
Oh, good. All right. So do you watch what it does day to day, week to week, month to month, Kara?
No, I get letters in the mail from them every few months, but that's as often as I check.
Right. Okay. So the only point in my bringing this to your attention is how foolish it is for you to listen. You can make up your own mind, but I'm giving you my spin on this. How silly it is for you to look at that one-point drop yesterday and think, oh, my God, this is terrible. Trump has done it to us again. When, in fact, if you look at the last 110 days of trading, it's been up, up, up. The market's never been hotter or higher. And so if you look back at history, whether it's a year, whether it's 5 years, different administrations, or you don't even use the administrations, whatever, 10 years, 15 years, when there have been times we've gone into recession or into a tank, things come back again. So the thing that makes the market tank are the sheeps that follow the sheeps, the sheep, the sheep and the sheep.
The sheep, aye.
The sheep, aye. Who follow the advice of these people, or they don't even have advice. They just look at a crack and say, wow, we better get out of this before. It hurts us. And you know what? It's just nonsense. Don't move a thing. Don't worry. It will all pass, and pretty quickly, I'm going to suggest. All right? Some of it's about the tax bill, the laws. Somebody, who comes up with these artificial, like this, a vote tomorrow on health care? Why? What's the magic about tomorrow? Or what's the magic about the tax cuts next week, next month? Who determines these things? Anybody got any ideas? I don't know where these... By tomorrow, we have to vote on the tax... Why?
Well, I think the people behind the bill set the date as to when the vote goes. Otherwise, you wouldn't get anything done.
Well, okay. But there isn't a reason that's put forth other than let's get this done. It isn't like there's some magic to getting it done tomorrow or the day after.
Right. Tomorrow's not National Healthcare Day, but if you want to get it going, you got to take a vote.
Yeah. Well, you got to take a vote, but it doesn't necessarily have to be tomorrow. It could be Friday. It could be Saturday. But the news media would have you believe that if it doesn't get done tomorrow, it's over. Finished. Which is foolish, isn't it?
Mm.
If I don't get something done today...
If it fails tomorrow, I mean, if they don't vote, they vote tomorrow and it fails, then it is kind of over.
Well, but why do they have to vote on it tomorrow?
At least in its current form. I mean, that's... You know.
Well, they're making adjustments to it as we speak. Learn from their mistakes. But I just don't see how it is. And so that's why we don't get ourselves all worked up about that. Instead, what you're going to find in a moment is a discussion of something that I'm a real expert on. Not a good sentence ends in a preposition. I am an expert on fashion. So we have fashion news.
Did I laugh out loud?
No.
Fashion news. Up next, here on the DJV Experience.
Paying off credit cards can get expensive, and getting a traditional bank loan can be a hassle. Now there's another way to get the money you need at a competitive fixed interest rate. Your loan through Avant could be approved in minutes. Now get a $50 Amazon gift card from Avant when your first installment is made on time. Check your rates risk-free. Go to Avant.com and enter promo code 9090 at checkout. That's www.avant.com, promo code 9090. Loans are made by WebBank. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for detail.
It's the end of quarter clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. Now's your chance to get unbeatable deals on more than 40 million square feet of beautiful top quality floors, like 5-inch wide prefinished gunstock oak for just $149, and more than 230 other styles of prefinished hardwood up to 26% off. 55 styles of North American and European laminate up to 28% off. Get 10% off distressed Virginia Millworks hardwood and all of Vela wood look tile, plus more from 59 cents and special financing. The end of quarter clearance sales going on now at Lumber Liquidators.
Progressive presents Mindfulness with Flo.
You find yourself lying on a beach, feeling warm sand sink between your toes. You ask a passing seagull how you achieved this bliss. Saving money, the seagull whispers, by bundling your auto and motorcycle insurance. You thank the seagull. He steals your sandwich.
Ascend to a higher plane of insurance. Bundle your policies and save with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states.
The wrong boot will make your work suffer. Take Yeti. That's his forklift with the front wheels hanging just over the edge of the loading dock. And that is a big bead of sweat dripping down in his face because he's pretty sure if he moves, this whole thing is going to go further south. Sure will be interesting when everybody gets back from lunch. When your feet hurt, your work suffers. So get the Timberland Pro Disruptor Worksheet. Anti-fatigue technology and a 30-day comfort guarantee. Timberland Pro. Visit your local Timberland Pro retailer to get a pair.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, let's get into an area which I know a great deal about, the fashion business. I want you to know that... The 31st is next Friday. So it's National Stripes Day, thanks to J. Crew. Nothing drives home their unconventionality, their preppiness, like stripes, so they say. So they've invented their own holiday, and it's called National Stripes Day, and it's next Friday.
I can celebrate. I never think I'm a stripes person. I never think I'm a stripes person, but if you look at my wardrobe, I have a lot of stripes.
Really?
Hmm. Yeah.
Huh. And so what about you? You have stripes in your wardrobe, Vicara? What kind of stripes do you have on your sweatpants today?
oh, poor Kara.
I don't have any stripes on my sweatpants today. I actually don't own any sweatpants. It's all...
Oh, you borrow them from your roommate?
Yeah, I steal them in the morning. No, I have a couple shirts with stripes. It's mostly black and white. Black and white stripes. I can wear them next Friday.
Ah, you have been in prison? Is that why you have them?
Yes, I have. And then I have a couple orange jumpsuits as well. They look
good.
You got to mix it up a little.
Yeah.
All right, so what about you, Victoria? Stripes?
I do like a navy and white stripe ensemble in the summertime. It's
so crosswise or up and down? Which is better?
I don't do vertical stripes because... No. Yeah, that's not a flattering look. So, yeah, not vertical. I mean horizontal stripes. I don't do that. So vertical.
Huh. All right. So I just get a consensus here. I don't know that I have any stripes. I got a couple. I have a, not a J. Crew shirt. I have a Gap shirt that has red, white, and blue up and down stripes. How about that?
How very American.
Wow.
How about that?
Patriotic.
Uh-huh. Okay, and Coachella is in the news. I don't know how much fashion this is. Well... They're suing Urban Outfitters for capitalizing on the event and diluting its brand. So what's is Urban Outfitters? I thought they were... What's the story with them? What do we know about Urban Outfitters?
You have them in L.A., right, Jen?
Yeah, they're kind of like a... they're not cheap, I'll tell you that much. It's more of a... It kind of got a hippie vibe to it, I would say. They do... I don't know if they do... They do men's clothes, I think. So they do women, men, and they do, like, even some home stuff.
Yeah.
And it's cute. Actually, my bedspread is from Urban Outfitters.
It's cute, but it's the kind of store where you would find quality clothes that are not very good. Everything's kind of thin.
And so how do they steal the Coachella brand? What is the...
Well, it's kind of hippy-dippy.
It is. It's hippy-dippy, but it's funny because if I think of a store that would be perfect to dress you to go to Coachella, it is Urban Outfitters.
Of course.
I guess that is sort of the competition.
So they're
right
using
there.
Coachella as a way to market their brand or promote it. That's why they're being sued. Okay, got it. All right, Fashion Report brought to you by DJV, Doug, Jen, and Victoria, 21 after the hour.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Make love.
All night long.
I need to make love.
All night long.
Make love. Tim McGraw, Faith Hill announced their first album together. They are releasing this album later in the year. First single comes out mañana. That's Mexican speak for tomorrow, boys and girls. This is the first album for the two of them. They've been married for 20 years. Why haven't they done an album before, do you suppose?
You know, I think that they met on the roads. They had their own things. They got married. Shortly after that, they took a, well, Faith Hill specifically took a break because she was raising her daughter. So they've done songs together. They just haven't done a full album collaboration together.
Huh. So are they pretty solid for a couple, or a lot of these couples that they've been together 20 years, to find a crack
to
in the
be.
Wall?
If you look at them, I mean, from appearances, it looks like they very much love each other, yeah. And they have a great family.
Yeah. So they won Grammys. They had duet, let's see, Let's Make Love, the song just hearing, Like We Never Loved At All is another one they've done together. And they had their Soul to Soul world tour that they're doing together. Didn't I remember last year some woman grabbed at Tim Hill's junk and Faith Hill went right for
her? Tim McGraw, yeah. Believe me, and he shakes it on stage. I mean, I hate to say people are asking for abuse, but he was asking for This woman goes up and grabs, and she was not happy. He wasn't either, by the way. And I'm doing this tongue-in-cheek. Of course, you don't want to grab someone's junk on stage, but he wears awfully tight jeans, and he does a lot of wiggling. I'm just saying.
Really? But he can't make it on his own with his music talent. He's got to do that kind of stuff?
It's just part of it all. He's very talented. And also a talented actor, by the way. He's had some roles in movies. He's really multi-talented. He's actually a really good actor.
In the Shack, is that him?
There's some
country guy in this movie, The Shack, that's out now.
Oh, I think he is in that, isn't he?
I think that is him, yeah.
Did he have a cowboy hat on?
No. He played like the brother of Sam.
He's bald now, I think, right?
No, he looked like he had some hair.
Hmm.
So maybe somebody else. All right, anyway. So there, we gave you some information that was important, ladies and gentlemen. All right, next up, musically, every hour, in this portion of the hour, we have a short focus on music and music news. Barry Manifold, Carly Simon, Dionne Warwick added to the All-Star Concert following the red carpet world premiere of Clive Davis, The Soundtrack of Our Lives, which is a documentary about the legendary work that Davis has done. It's going to open the Tribeca Film Festival, which is, that's De Niro's thing, right?
Yes.
Tribeca, De Niro's thing?
Yep.
Tickets on sale for the event. It'll be April 19th at Radio City Music Hall. You know, I would like to go to that. I think that would be kind of a fun thing.
I think this would be cool.
Yeah. Aretha Franklin there, Earth, Wind, and Fire, Jennifer Hudson. This is a film based on his biography of a couple of years ago, The Soundtrack of My Life. And it goes into his life and his career. He grew up in Brooklyn and then ran Columbia Records for a long time, Arista Records, J Records. There's a conversation between Bruce Springsteen and Tom Hanks that'll be part of the Tribeca Film Festival April 28th as well. So the film festival goes from the 19th of April to the 30th of April. Yeah, I think that would be a good take, frankly.
They've added a lot of music this year. Normally there really isn't a music component, but I guess depending on the documentaries they show, this year it's obviously very appropriate, so it kind of adds more to the festival.
Yeah. All right, can I bunk in your apartment if I come down?
Uh-oh, house guests, Victoria.
On the arrow bed, sure.
The arrow bed. Living large.
As long as it has parachute sheets.
That's right.
28 after on the DJB Experience.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Who's there?
Falling off.
Falling off who?
Falling off pain patch.
What?
Don't be fooled by the knock-knocks. Get the relief you deserve with Blue Emu's Lidacare Pain Relief Patches. Our narcotic-free, maximum-strength adhesion formula with dry technology won't have you worrying about a corny knock-knock joke anymore. Because pain is no joke. Find us at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
Gravity. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. I work with many elite athletes and championship teams, and one of the best things I teach teams is about the gravity they have. Teams are like their own planets. They have their own gravitational pull toward each other and their ultimate goals. Although all teams are subjected to outside distractions, the best of them are able to recognize the center of their gravity. When they fully understand this, instead of pulling away from each other and their goals, I show them how to dive into the center of their gravity. Gravity isn't just for teams, though. It's for you, too. Find the gravity in the healthiest physical exercises for you. Find the gravity in the best mental practices. Find the gravity in what pulls your spirit toward the center of your own ultimate goals. And then, don't resist that gravity, but move toward it. For inspiration and motivation along the way, listen to Tackling Life, my new podcast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Newsflash from the DJV experience, you are getting older. You're older today than you were yesterday. How about that for fascinating information? Turns out that you are actually older today than you were yesterday.
Why do you have to give us all the good news?
I know, right?
Well, the good news is that you did something important with your day yesterday, right? Didn't you do important stuff with your day? You're already doing important stuff with your day today. So, as you get older, you're experiencing growth, Jennifer. Mm-hmm. It's growth that you're having, and opportunity, and all that good stuff. Look at the marriage of Victoria and Lewis, to which we haven't been invited, but it's going to take place later on this year. The growth, it's growth.
We should probably just go anyway. What do you guys think? Should we just show up?
Show up. Let's just show up. Good idea. I'm for that. I like to do. What is that movie, The Wedding Crashers?
That's right.
Yeah, we'll go do
that. We could Facebook Live our crash.
Yeah, exactly. We've started a new feature here in the DJV experience, set up a special telephone line for you, which is 800-282-2333, to answer a question. It's not anything, I would say, riveting. It isn't the end of the world one way or another, but it's kind of a way for you to speak out very quickly and get an opportunity for some special things to happen after you call 800-282-2333. So the original reason for you to call is to vote on this question. This week's question, do you believe you'll be better off this year than you were last year? Press 1 for yes, press 2 for no when you dial 800-282-2333. And then there's some special offers for you after you answer the question. Yes or no, do you believe you're better off this year than you were last year? Or by the time the year is over, will you be better off? Most people, I think, are saying yes. But, you know, they're the usual naysayers. So be counted. Call us now. Tell us what you think. 800-282-2333. I think probably a lot of people are intrigued or just interested to find out what the deal is with after the answer to questions of what's there. So be curious. 800-282-2333. That's the one thing that marks those of us who do this well. We are a curious sort. Victoria is a curious sort. Jennifer is a curious sort. I'm a curious sort. Kara is. So I want to know, my curiosity extends to, where the heck is Richard Simmons? About a year ago, somebody started asking a question, and he sort of popped up, and then he disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
Where the heck is he? He's somebody who's been, he used to be everywhere. You couldn't go through a day without hearing, what the heck's going on with Richard Simmons? And then he just, poof, disappeared. So
it is kind of crazy. I mean, I don't know what the latest update is, but there were rumors that some of his friends and family, I guess, were concerned that he was being held hostage in his own house by his housekeeper, who I guess had somehow rumored to have gained control of his finances.
Mm-hmm.
And then he popped up on the Today Show. He did a phone interview. So that wasn't really great because people wanted to see him
to
make sure he was okay.
Yeah. Right.
But and then you're right. He went back underground again. So I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think it's there is.
But people are very interested in him. It's one of those for whatever the reason.
Yeah.
He's like Pee Wee Herman in that sense. Like all generations love him.
Yeah.
And people follow him. Yeah. And people really are interested. And there's all kinds of, you know, where's Richard hashtags on Twitter.
I never really thought he was much of an exercise guru. He was always referred to as an exercise guru. Mm-hmm. I don't ever remember seeing he looked like he was in that good a shape. He's always around with a tank top
and those shorts. You can't wear those shorts without being in good shape. He would do Dancing with the Oldies. Remember those DVDs? That
right.
was a big deal during the 80s.
He sold a lot of DVDs. He sold a lot of product.
Tons.
He was a good salesman. He really was, but where the heck happened?
But I think there's obviously some depression going on. He's obviously become a recluse, I guess. Yeah.
I think that's a good way.
Yeah, the police were on our local in Los Angeles. Our local station is KTLA, and the police came out and actually went on KTLA, and some representative said, he's fine, we've checked on him, like enough hysteria, he's okay, we've seen him.
Oh, so they okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Not the case with Chuck Barris, though. Gong Show producer, Gonzo, 8? How old is
87.
He? 87. Chuck Barris, those of you who don't remember, like I'm betting that neither Kara or Victoria, and Jennifer, you might have been on the edge of the time when people knew who he was, but he was a madman. His hair was, the reason I am thinking about him with Richard Simmons, because their hairdo was much the same. It looked like they stuck their finger in a socket and their hair went, but the guy was crazy. Very smart, though. What did he had a lot of television shows other than Gong Show. What
the
else?
The Dating Game was a big dating one. Game. The Dating Game, the Newlywed Game, of course, the Gong Show.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, he died at 87. They said natural causes at his home in Palisades, New York.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I guess he really kind of was integral in shaping what the game show industry
game
looked
show.
Like.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the 70s and 80s. He got started in 1966 with the Dating Game, hosted by Jim Lang.
Yep. Jim Lang was a disc jockey from KSFO in San Francisco, and he's a very smooth guy. He was like a bunch of those guys from both Los Angeles and San Francisco hosted a round of game shows for 10, 12 years. They were just smooth, everything about them was so smooth, and they made the game shows look so easy to do. You realize how tough it is to do some of that. I mean, when you've done it as long as Alex Trebek has done it, or what's his face on Wheel of Fortune, those guys have been doing that for 30 some odd years, so they do it in their sleep. But if you're really trying to engage, the Match Game was a game. I remember going to, for whatever the reason, it was in New York, and went to a a couple of those shows, because what they do is they still, as they used to do, they would tape four or five of them in a row and bring a studio audience in, and you'd be told you're going to be there for 4 or 5 hours. These are half-hour shows, and they'd tape them. And to watch how really good the hosts were at that time at actually running the show, whereas if you see, I remember a couple of years ago, Tom Bergeron said, why don't you come see the America's Funniest Home Videos? So I went to the taping of that one Sunday night, and he's like a puppet. The producer tells him where to stand and what to say, and he does it very well. He's very smooth at executing it.
He's very good. I really have a lot of respect for him.
Yeah, he is. I don't know whether he has more, I think he has more of a say in what goes on at Dancing with the Stars than he did with America's Home Video, Funniest Home Video. Maybe that's why he stopped doing it. But, I mean, wait, I remember, do you remember that we were at that dinner, Jennifer, the horse thing?
Yeah.
That Shatner has every year, and he was there with Allison Sweeney and a bunch of other people.
Yeah, he's there every year. He and me and Bill are good friends.
Right. So I remember talking to him about, because he comes from Massachusetts, Haverhill, Massachusetts, about his upbringing. And he was on this program, at least he's been on once. And I remember asking him what he attributed his success to. And he said without missing a beat, I'm not an asshole. And just
okay.
Like that. Yeah. Excuse me.
But I mean, I've never met him, but you can tell that he's right. He's not.
No.
And I think, and it's amazing because before Dancing with the Stars, I don't know what he was doing, but he's really had this huge blossoming
career. America's Home. Funny, he's done a lot of
Funniest Home Videos forever before Dancing
for a long
with
time.
The Stars. Yeah.
He was
that
disc jockey
before.
In Boston.
Okay.
He hosted local television in Boston, but he's been a television host for a long time, and he's just smooth about it. And I remember talking to him about. He was making, I think, $8 million a year as the host of America's Funniest Home Videos. And he said, I don't want to do it anymore. And I thought to myself, how easy is it? For I mean, this is, they do two shows on Sunday night for, I think it's, they do 26 or 28 original shows a year. So for 3 or 4 months, he goes to the studio every Sunday night and tapes two shows and gets $8 million for it. I can't imagine anything being much easier than that, other than Trebek and
Pat Sajak.
Those guys, they show up, I think it's 20 or 21 days a year. They do 5 or 6 shows in a row. They get out and they have a nice time, nice dinner, and for their trouble, they're getting paid, I think, 24. One of them's getting 21, the other one's getting 24. And I don't know why they're not all getting the same. I think Sajak gets less because they have to pay Vanna. And
he's got the easier gig. I mean, Trebek at least has to know the questions and, like, read through them. He's got to think a little bit. But, I mean, Sajak just... that job is just like a joke.
God love him.
I mean, good for him. I love when anybody has that much of an easy gig, but...
Yeah. All right, let's see. Who else... is in the people department today. John Collison, Collison. How many people know who he is? This will be the stumper.
John Collison?
John Collison.
No idea.
All right. John is the youngest billionaire in the world. Self-made Irishman, 26 years of age. City of Limerick is his home. He co-founded the company Shupa. S-H-U-P-P-A, with his brother Patrick. And now they're included on the Forbes billionaire list for the first time. They're worth $1.1 billion each. Online payment system Stripe.
Which is what everywhere.
The company Shupa does.
Yeah, that's a retail processing payment processing thing where whenever you look into your if you buy a T-shirt or you buy anything online on Etsy or whatever, when you look at your credit card statement, it says Stripe. For so long, I didn't know. I thought that was a scam, so I would constantly call Amex and say, "Yeah, I've got this Stripe thing." It keeps showing up, and then I realized eventually that it's just that's their payment system that they invented and made
$1 billion
off of.
It's their version of
for
PayPal.
For retailers, yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. So they moved to Silicon Valley from Limerick, Ireland, and enjoying the good life worth $1 billion apiece. And the brother, the younger brother, these two kids. I mean, it's a great story.
He's 26, and I think his brother's 28 or 29.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
How about that?
It is interesting, though, his perspective on the Silicon Valley and just and America and technology. He in an interview recently, I saw he was talking about that if the visa thing doesn't get straightened out, he's afraid that Silicon Valley will collapse.
Yeah,
because
right.
America has just sucked up all of the tech minds of the world.
Yeah, from everywhere.
So that's an interesting perspective as an outsider.
Yep.
To have
Eric Trump in the news and his wife taking to Twitter this week to announce that he and his wife are expecting a baby, and it's a boy, and it's September, first child. Quote: "We found out on my birthday." Which was pretty cool, I said Eric Trump. Laura, the wife, said she experienced fatigue and exhaustion in her pregnancy early on. Now she feels great, feeling really good. She added that her father-in-law, the president, was so excited to find out she was expecting. We were worried he'd blurt it out at a press conference.
I think they've been trying for a while because he's been asked about that a lot throughout the campaign, and which is a stupid question. I can't stand when people do that
stupid.
To anybody. It shouldn't go to a girl or a guy, but I guess
Especially because it's so personal.
When are you guys going to have a family? And it's like, well, you know,
I have to admit, they have so many grandkids running around. I actually thought that he had already had kids, but I think Don Jr.'s got five, which probably accounts for the ones I was attributing to Eric.
The news media is trying to make a big deal out of it. I don't speak to my father. I haven't talked to him since the day he was inaugurated. Yeah, really. And so why is...
Well, no one believes that.
Of course not. So why even bother to report it?
I thought Chelsea Handler was kind of icky. Did you see her response to Eric Trump announcing he's having the baby?
No, but she's icky anyway. What'd she say?
She just went on Twitter and said, the world can't handle any... Oh, no, Eric Trump is having a baby. The world can't handle any more of those genes. But she spelled it wrong. So she's insulting him, and she spelled genes, J-E-A-N-S, like blue jeans.
She's not too bright either.
She's not a fan of his clothing choices. Maybe that's
why. I find her to be unappealing. All right, here's something that is appealing to me and to you, obviously, as we look at the number of people who every month are starting the action. You'd think that everybody would be on Super Beats at this point in time, like Jennifer is, and Victoria is, and Carrie is, and I am. But no, that's not the case, because there are people everywhere. We have new listeners all the time, and new stories to tell about how effective using Super Beats is. Super Beats, it is a non-GMO product grown by farmers all over this country. The beets are then harvested. They are cooked just like you cook beets in your own home. And then they dry them and powder them, and you get a canister that lasts about a month. You order normally three canisters at a time. But when you call 800-655-4183 to order them now, you'll get a 30-day supply free. What it does is oxygenate the blood. Nitric oxide opens up the arteries so the blood flow gets to your muscles, to your brain, to everything in your body. It's healthy circulation, healthy blood pressure levels that you will have, guaranteeing you that you'll have a longer, better, healthier life, pretty much. Take Super Beats every day, like we do. Get the energy, the stamina, and the superb support. DougLikesBeats.com is where you find him. DougLikesBeats.com or call 800-655-4183 to get in on that train, the successful winning train, the Super Beats train at DougLikesBeats.com. 10 before the hour.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars. and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's the end of quarter clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. Now's your chance to get unbeatable deals on more than 40 million square feet of beautiful top quality floors, like 5-inch wide pre-finished gunstock oak for just $149, and more than 230 other styles of pre-finished hardwood up to 26% off. 55 styles of North American and European laminate up to 28% off. Get 10% off distressed Virginia Millworks hardwood and all of Vela wood look tile, plus more from 59 cents and special financing. The end of quarter clearance sales going on now at Lumber Liquidators.
Who's there?
Fallen off.
Fallen off who?
Fallen off pain patch.
What?
Don't be fooled by the knock-knocks. Get the relief you deserve with Blue Emu's Lidacare Pain Relief Patches. Our narcotic-free, maximum-strength adhesion formula with dry technology won't have you worrying about a corny knock-knock joke anymore. Because pain is no joke. Find us at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Looks like it's Tech Talk time again, 53 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan now to go through a number of stories. Apple, as usual, is always at least one, two stories a week about Apple because they're so big. And so we've got some of that information, plus a little bit of a recommendation. Victoria's done some research on how to get rid of spam on your cell phone. And we're going to help you out with that, too, in a matter of moments. In the meantime, you need to know about the process of hiring people. And that's why I'm so happy when I tell the story every day to many new people. ZipRecruiter.com is the outfit of choice for people to go to. There are lots of competitors, for sure. But ZipRecruiter.com, pretty much, I mean, that name, doesn't that name really say, oh, this is a fast way to get the right people, the perfect hire for your job, no matter what the size of your company. Post with ZipRecruiter.com, and it goes immediately to hundreds of job sites, social media, that kind of stuff. So if you want to find a candidate, and you don't care where he or she comes from, you just want the most qualified candidate. Roll over to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV and use ZipRecruiter's facilities free. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. No juggling calls to your office, no emails to worry about. So the folks at ZipRecruiter rate the candidates, and therefore you'll be able to hire the right person very quickly. ZipRecruiter.com, used by everybody, no matter what size your business is. ZipRecruiter, free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. I would use, actually, we were working with somebody on the farm, and so anecdotally, there are ways of using this no matter what your business. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. All right, so Apple has released a new iPad. I saw this being advertised. I'm trying to remember how much I paid for my iPad. You have an iPad, Victoria?
I do. I have an older one, though. It's time for me to upgrade. Which one do you have?
I have an older one, too. I use it not that much. I almost always use it on the road.
Mm-hmm.
I don't use it at home at all. I know a lot of people that sit in bed and they go through whatever is on. They just use it for everything. You can use it. It's like a laptop in a sense. You can use it for your Facebook stuff. Or you can use it for any kind of activity that you would use it. But it's just like the iPhone. Only the bigger screen.
Great for traveling. If you have to fly a lot, it's great to be able to binge watch all of your stuff. Now that you can download things on Netflix, it's really better. Well, Apple was supposed to release, or it was anticipated that they were going to release a new iPad Pro model, but yesterday they actually announced a new iPad Air 2, and they've dropped the price. So it's going to be a much more affordable option. It's 9.7 inches. That's the screen size. The same colors as in the past, silver, gold, and space gray, which is a dark gray. They don't have the rose gold color option, which is so hot right now. I know. You're a rose gold guy. That will only be available on the iPad Pro, but they have a new chip that's faster, the camera remains the same, and the pricing is lower. 32 gigs for the Wi-Fi model will be $329, which is a really good price point for that, and you can also get the cellular model for $459. So this goes on pre-order starting March 20th. 24th. And then apparently they're going to deliver right after that.
I think I paid $600 for mine, if I remember correctly, when I bought it.
They were a lot more expensive in the past,
There's all right, let's help people get rid of spam on their cell phones. You've done some research into this. Where'd you find?
Well, people are complaining more and more to the FTC that they're getting these random text messages of offers and things like that.
Yes.
And unfortunately, people are making a big mistake. They're replying stop. You know how it says, if you don't want to receive these messages, reply, and then it says in all caps, STOP.
A nice worm in your computer.
The problem is that most of the time, unless you've signed up for a service in advance, then you have no need to reply stop. So the FTC is saying, do not reply stop. Take a screenshot of it and send it along to them, and they can actually go after it because it is illegal. And so that's one way to do it. If you are getting calls that you don't want, make sure you're on the Do Not Call registry, which is a national registry. And you can also text the word spam. You can actually send the screenshot to 7726, which spells spam, and that goes right to the FTC.
Really? All right. No spam. This is one of the things that really is troubling about world that we find ourselves in now. I get these calls all the time from marketers of really horrible stuff, and I don't even know how they got. I think they just roto dial, don't they? And they use different numbers.
They just try everything.
To just try to get to you, and they're so stupid. All they do is annoy you under the circumstances. Tell them where they can take their phone if you talk to them. 59 pounds.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.